You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, it's Lydia at SRACon 2017, and I am now joined by Mike Cass. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's strange being back in the town that you were born in.
Oh, you're a Leicester boy, are you?
Yeah, fortunately I lost the accent years ago. I know nothing about the football team, so don't bother asking. But yeah, it's nice to be and seeing such a big conference happening with so many people attending it.
Well, this podcast is sort of for the people at home who couldn't quite make it to the conference. So could you give a quick 30-second summary of the talk that you've just given?
Yep. It's about international radio, the similarities, differences and difficulties in working in radio abroad, and actually the realization that there aren't that many differences, difficulties, and there are far more similarities than maybe anyone will give you credit for. The idea of working abroad, it scares some people in terms of doing it professionally. Yeah, a lot of people will think, I'll do a gap year, I'll go backpacking, I know how to pull a pint, I know how to make a coffee. Mm. Yeah, there are very few people who sit there and think, I know how to tech up a show or I know how to produce a video. How can I go and apply those skills abroad? It's about grabbing whatever opportunities that you've got and thinking about how to think laterally. All right, well, if I met a guy who works in Vancouver, Vancouver's close to Seattle, maybe he knows somebody in Seattle because I'm going there. Worst case scenario, you email them, and if they say, no, I don't, really sorry, they're unlikely to go to their junk mail filter and add you to the junk mail list. You know, no one's actually going to be that offended by it, but it's about taking every opportunity and thinking smartly about how do you get to where you want to go. A gap year in Australia, well, you can work there for a year before you then have to do your, I think it's 90-day farming to get your second year visa. Great. So you can either spend the entire year going around doing whatever, decide you don't want to do the farming or go home, or you can spend a little bit of time working in different coffee shops or different pubs or just doing odd jobs here and there and seeing the Great Ocean Road and seeing Uluru and everything. Or you could also just decide that you like one city more than another and want to use some of the skills that you did whilst you were at student radio to get through. Good content is the same the world over. The reason why shows like X Factor or Britain's Got Talent translate into America's Got Talent or Australia's Got Talent isn't because the world's run out of ideas. It's just a nice format and they can work out how to use it. It's obviously a lot easier to get a job on an English-speaking station if that's your native tongue, but then again, why not go and try and practice the French that you studied for years and go and work at a station that's predominantly French-speaking? Don't be afraid of the differences when you get out there. That we seem to be brave enough to take on a new city when we're moving to university. We seem to be brave enough to realize that, you know what, I can cope without a shower for a week and I can cope with living in a dorm with 12 other complete strangers. But we seem to be scared beyond belief to want to get in touch with the local radio station or to see if there are contacts that you already have who can put you in touch with people.
So you mentioned there that there aren't maybe that many differences across the borders, but did you find that like rules on creativity sort of differ a little bit, or is that kind of similar?
There are rules on creativity that are different in the UK. Mm. The BBC's policy about pre-recorded programmes being checked by producers before they go out versus smaller commercial stations who pre-record a lot of programmes because they can't afford the live output. Some stations will want lots of tight music cells, others will want lots of breakfast links. So this is my point, is that it's not as scary just because it's in a different country. There are different regulators, there are different rules, there are different laws, but no one's expecting you to know all of Ofcom's code of compliance when you first start your job here. Interestingly, it's the stuff that you don't necessarily immediately think about and maybe has to change. In Canada, one of the stations I look after has to play 35% Canadian content. And that doesn't mean Justin Bieber. It has to be not just a Canadian artist. It either has to be composed by a Canadian or it has to be on a Canadian label with Canadian producers because they want to protect their industry and do it. Mm. But obviously, Spotify doesn't have to play by those rules. That doesn't worry me in terms of content. When I get there and I get told that, I understand how I have to do the playlist differently. So the things that you don't know are very rarely things that will stop you from getting your foot in the door. And if you are able to adapt and be creative, you'll also notice that there are similarities that and comparisons from your previous life or your student station or your own podcast that you can apply to different places.
And I'll openly admit, I don't know a thing about international radio. So do you think it's important for people like me to listen to international radio and to sort of educate ourselves on that side of things?
I think there is so much great radio the world over. Do you listen, you know, if you listen to a lot of podcasts, you tend not to just listen to podcasts that are from your town.
No, that's true.
You are happy to seek out content that's delivered digitally that comes from wherever if it's interesting content. Whilst there'll be a lot of number one hit music stations or lots of Ed Sheeran at the minute the world over. Now, it doesn't make them bad things, but if you listen to shows like Kyle and Jackie O on Kiss in Sydney, or you listen to Kate Timmermate on Nova across Australia, or if you listen to Ruby and Cruz on Z95.3 in Vancouver, hopefully you'll hear something that excites you and inspires you, or even makes you go, yeah, I can do something similar. We did an air check of a rival radio station to just see how we were comparing, and we did it with an Australian breakfast producer in the room who was just over on vacation, and it was Oscars, and the Oscars day. And when we played back the piece of audio that we heard, he said, oh, our rival show do exactly the same. And you go, right, does that impress you? And he goes, no, I think it's a bit dull. I think it's a bit flat. So, well, what would you do? And then I asked my team what they'd do. So the Oscar being given out for the wrong picture is good content wherever you are. But how you tie that in to be relevant to your audience is what makes you stand out. And if you listen to different jocks around the world doing things in a slightly different way, you'll pick up different skills. You'll pick up different ways of doing things. You'll also hear stuff that you just go, I really don't like that. That just didn't work. And that will also make you better.